Greg Barnes was on recently with us from Inside Carolina, and he was actually on right after we had Randy Woodson, and he really enjoyed the interview, and we got really good response to it. And he said, Taylor, North Carolina and NC State fans can debate how good they think NC State should ultimately be in athletics. He said, but I'm here to tell you, NC State needs a chancellor like Randy Woodson because Woodson believes they can be the best in everything they do. You may not, maybe it is unrealistic to some degree. Again, it's arguable depending on what side of the aisle you're on. But your chancellor and the people that work at your university need to believe that you can be as good as you possibly can. It doesn't matter what your neighbors are doing.
You need to at least try, right? And you need to not feel embarrassed or ashamed or scared to try. And since Bruce Polton left NC State, we had one period with Marianne Fox, which you know, may, ended in a manner based on things outside of athletics. You have had 20 years of people cowering, leaders cowering from expectations, leaders not even, if you were to dare set a bar publicly or set a standard publicly and didn't reach it, then you will have considered that, quote unquote, you failed, as opposed to you're trying hard. Now, obviously, you know, Chuck Amato doesn't necessarily fit into that with his brashness and the way he came in, which was exactly when you're so starved for something, then the polar opposite kind of helps. And that's been one of our problems. We'll go from one side of the pendulum to the other. But in general, the fact that there's someone here now who doesn't have any legacy history of feeling ashamed that, you know, oh my goodness, we kind of stepped, something's happened in the past, which is, I mean, we're talking, you know, we're 20 plus years away from the quote unquote major scandal of selling shoes and tickets. Right, but and yet you still have people who all they want to talk about is that there has to be this dichotomy of doing it the right way and losing, or not doing it the right way and winning. And that doesn't those two things are mutually exclusive. And I think Chancellor Woodson and his vision of not being scared to say we want to compete is exactly what we need. And we haven't had that for a very long time. The fans I know that I hang out with in Carter-Finley, if we had a football program that, now that we're in a 12-game season, if we had a football program that was just going 8-4 and every now and then had a chance to go to the Chick-fil-A Bowl, we threw a parade for the last guy who got us to one Gator Bowl. Seriously. The idea that the fans have some kind of different expectation just blows me. People are... And this is, again, I apologize, I'll go off on a million tangents on this one. Human beings are human beings. There, you cannot tell me that a graduate of Oklahoma University and a graduate of the University of Maryland has some kind of different DNA than someone who went to NC State. Okay, no way. We're all the same. Human nature is human nature. The idea that fan bases are made up of all these different people with these, and state fans are so demanding, is just absurd.
Love getting Jeff Brock fired up. Good stuff. Jeff Brock, statefansnation.com. We have one more segment with him. I want to talk to him about the current state of affairs in football and basketball. That's coming up next on Sports Drive.